The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3239. I Am Your Mother is the fourth of the nine episodes from Star Wars Visions, and we're going to talk about this light and fluffy installment today. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So this one's going to go pretty quickly. We'll do our 7 takeaway breakdown, but this is a very light story. There's not a heck of a lot to dissect with it the way that we've had with the previous three episodes. We'll start off, as we usually do, talking about where in Star Wars history this might take place, if it were actually canonical, or if it was just, you know, somebody telling a legendary story, but when would that legendary story might have taken place. And this has to be in the New Republic era. We know that much because it's taking place on Chandrila, which is Mon Mothma's homeworld, and the Empire does not have any kind of stranglehold there, and it includes, and yes, we are in full spoiler territory about this, just for the heads up, Wedge Antilles in Rebel/New Republic fighter pilot gear. So yes, this has to be after the fall of the Empire. And just by summarizing that, there are a couple other things that I've already brought up that we're going to talk about in future takeaways on this episode, but I want to focus next for our second takeaway on the title, I Am Your Mother, which is, of course, a play on the I Am Your Father situation. But yeah, you get the idea that maybe just by reading it that it might be delivered in some dramatic fashion, but nope, this is a very light touch, very fluffy comedic short, and so it's delivered with a, well, I am your mother, kind of attitude at the end of things, which is, again, it's good fun. It's a reversal both in the parent involved and also in the emotion involved in the situation. For a third takeaway, I'll talk about the fact that this focuses on a mother-daughter relationship, and it's really kind of nice to have that in Star Wars. We don't really get a lot of mother-daughter stuff in Star Wars. I mean, we got a little of it maybe between Brea and young Leia in the Obi-Wan series, and just the barest hints of it with Lyra and Jyn Erso in Rogue One. And this relationship is very different, of course. And the relationship actually drives much of the plot of this particular episode. So for the fourth takeaway, the plot is that there is an annual family racing day at the Hanna City Flight Academy. And the hero of our story, Annie, does not want her mother to be a part of this and doesn't want to participate because she's embarrassed about her ship. She's embarrassed about her mother. Very universal emotions, if you will. But what unites them and gets them finally together once the mother barges into this race situation when she finds out that Annie has been keeping it from her is their mutual dislike of the posh pants people, the Van Reeples, who are very well-to-do and very happy to rub that in people's faces and play dirty during this race. And the teamwork that you see from Annie and her mother in flashbacks when Annie was younger, well, that, of course, comes back into play as they manage to pull out a victory in the situation. So it's got that little heartwarming touch to it, too. For a fifth takeaway, I'll talk about just, you know, a handful of the various Star Wars gags that show up throughout this story. And I'm sure there are lots more than I'm... haven't seen, but you know, one of the young Wookiees tearing the arms off a stuffed animal, the fact that the bad guys actually ram into a couple of people, in particular they run into Annie and her mother, and that's very Sebulba-like from pod racing in the Force Awakens. Listen to me, in The Phantom Menace, the mother's welding at one point and then turning and looking, and her welding mask is a Mandalorian mask. when the mother makes lunch for Annie, it's that same pop-up bread that Rey has in The Force Awakens, so there's The Force Awakens. And even the fact that the main character is Annie, it's short for something much longer, but Annie, of course, being a reference to Anakin Skywalker, which also plays on the whole Star Wars I Am Your Father kind of situation. But for a sixth takeaway, there are things that introduce elements that we are familiar with that are definitely not part of the Star Wars galaxy, like porta-potties, like the Van Reeples refer to Annie's and her mother's ship as a porta-potty, a flying porta-potty. So yeah, I don't think those exactly exist in the galaxy far, far away, but now they've kind of introduced the idea canon adjacently. And finally, I want to talk about Wedge. How fun is it that the character is actually voiced by Dennis Lawson? Yes, he returns to voice the character. Funnily enough, of course, Dennis Lawson didn't actually voice Wedge in A New Hope. He was dubbed over, but he did get to use his voice in Empire and Jedi, and also in The Rise of Skywalker, too. But he's having more fun here than he's had in any other Star Wars storytelling, and the fact that he gets to poke fun at the whole merchandising thing by promoting Wedge merchandise during the run-up to the race is really fun too. So I Am Your Mother was, yeah, not necessarily the mythic epic level of storytelling that we've seen in a couple of these, but hey, they don't all have to be that way. There's a lot of room for different types of storytelling in Star Wars, and this was a good light fun one. And that's what I've got for you for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.